Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. DINOV2, Learning Robust Visual Features Without Supervision. Authored 2023 by M. Okwab, Timothy A. Darset, T. Mudakani, Hoi Q. Vo, Mark Safraniak, Vasil Khalidov, Pierre Fernandez, Daniel Haziza, Francisco Massa, Alildin El Nubi, Mahmoud Asran, Nicholas Baliz, Wojciech Galuba, Russ Howes, Po Yao Huang, Shangwen Li, Ashan Mizra, Michael G. Rabat, Vasu Sharma, Gabriel Siniv, Hu Zhao Shu, H. Jagu, J. Myril, Patrick Labadit, Armand Julin, Peter Bianovsky. The recent breakthroughs in natural language processing for model pre-training on large quantities of data have opened the way for similar foundation models in computer vision. These models could greatly simplify the use of images in any system by producing all-purpose visual features, i.e., features that work across image distributions and tasks without fine-tuning. This work shows that existing pre-training methods, especially self-supervised methods, can produce such features if trained on enough curated data from diverse sources. We revisit existing approaches and combine different techniques to scale our pre-training in terms of data and model size. Most of the technical contributions aim at accelerating and stabilizing the training at scale. In terms of data, we propose an automatic pipeline to build a dedicated, diverse, and curated image dataset instead of uncurated data, as typically done in the self-supervised literature. In terms of models, we train a VIP model, Dosovitsky et al., 2020, with 1B parameters and distill it into a series of smaller models that surpass the best available all-purpose features, OpenClip, Ilharko et al., 2021, on most of the benchmarks at image and pixel levels. 1.1. Introduction. Learning task-agnostic pre-trained representations have become the standard in natural language processing, NLP, Radford et al., Raffel et al., 2020, Chowdhury et al., 2022, Hoffman et al., 2022, Tuvron et al., 2023. One can use these features, as they are, i.e., without fine-tuning, and achieve performances on downstream tasks that are significantly better than those produced by task-specific models, Brown et al., 2020. This success has been fueled by pre-training on large quantities of raw text using pretext objectives, such as language modeling, Radford et al., 2017, or word vectors, Devlin et al., 2018, that require no supervision. Following this paradigm shift in NLP, we expect similar foundation models to appear in computer vision, Bamasani et al., 2021. These models should generate visual features that work out of the box on any task, both at the image level, e.g., image classification, and pixel level, e.g., segmentation. Most promising efforts towards these foundation models focus on text-guided pre-training, i.e., using a form of textual supervision to guide the training of the features, Julin et al., 2016, Mahajan et al., 2018, Radford et al., 2021. This form of text-guided pre-training limits the information that can be retained about the image since captions only approximate the rich information in images, and complex pixel-level information may abstract one not surface with this supervision. Furthermore, these image encoders require aligned text-image corpora and hence, do not offer the flexibility of their text counterparts, that is, to learn from raw data alone. An alternative to text-guided pre-training is self-supervised learning, Karen et al., 2018, Chen et al., 2020, He et al., 2021, where features are learned from images alone. These approaches are conceptually closer to pretext tasks such as language modeling and can capture information at the image and pixel level, Karen et al., 2021. However, despite their potential to learn all-purpose features, most of the advances in self-supervised learning were made in the context of pre-training on a small curated dataset, ImageNet 1K, Rusakovsky et al., 2015. Some efforts on scaling these approaches beyond ImageNet 1K have been attempted, Karen et al., 2019, Goyal et al., 2021, 2022a, but they focused on uncurated datasets, which typically lead to a significant drop in the quality of the features. This is explained by the lack of control over the data quality and diversity, which are essential to produce good features. In this work, we explore if self-supervised learning has the potential to learn all-purpose visual features if pre-trained on a large quantity of curated data. We revisit existing discriminative self-supervised approaches that learn features at both the image and patch level, such as iBot, Joe et al., 2021, and we reconsider some of their design choices under the lens of a larger dataset. Most of our technical contributions are tailored towards stabilizing and accelerating discriminative self-supervised learning when scaling in model and data sizes. These improvements make our approach around 2 times faster and require 3 times less memory than similar discriminative self-supervised methods, allowing us to leverage longer training with larger batch sizes. Regarding pre-training data, we have built an automatic pipeline to filter and rebalance datasets from an extensive collection of uncurated images. This pipeline is inspired by pipelines used in NLP, Wenzek et al. 2019, where data similarities are used instead of external metadata and do not require manual annotation. A major difficulty when dealing with images in the wild is to rebalance concepts and avoid overfitting on a few dominant modes. In this work, a naive clustering approach works reasonably well to resolve this issue. We gathered a small but diverse corpus of 142M images to validate our approach. Finally, we provide a variety of pre-trained visual models, called DINOV2, trained with different vision transformers, VIT, Dosovitsky et al. 2016, architectures on our data. We release all the models in the code to retrain DINOV2 on any data. We validate the quality of DINOV2 on various computer vision benchmarks at both image and pixel levels as we scale them, as summarized in Fig. 2. We conclude that SELF2 supervised pre-training alone is a good candidate for learning transferable frozen features that are competitive with the best openly available weakly supervised models. 2. Related work. Intra-image self-supervised training. A first family of self-supervised methods focuses on pretext tasks built from the image, i.e., extracting a signal from the image to be predicted from the rest of the image. This idea has become prevalent with the work of Dorsch et al. 2015, where they train by predicting the context of a given patch. Many other pretext tasks were introduced based on recolorizing images, Zhang et al. 2016, predicting transformations, Godares et al. 2018, inpainting, Potic et al. 2016, or patch reordering, Neruzzi and Favaro, 2016, Misra and Madden, 2020. Recently, the emergence of patch-based architectures, like VITS, has led to a revisit of inpainting for pre-training, He et al. 2021, Bao et al. 2021, El Nubi et al. 2021, potentially in feature space, Asrin et al. 2023, Baevsky et al. 2022. Of particular interest, He et al. 2021, show that a masked autoencoder, MAE, learns features that provide substantial improvements when fine-tuned on downstream tasks. This property of MAEs has been further validated on video, Tong et al. 2022, audio, Xu et al. 2022, and across other modalities, Gurdhar et al. 2022. However, their features require supervised fine-tuning, while our features perform well out of the box. Discriminative self-supervised learning, the second line of work, closer to ours, is using discriminative signals between images or groups of images to learn features. This family of methods has roots in early deep learning work, Hadsall et al. 2006, but became popular with the emergence of instance classification methods, Dosovitsky et al. 2014, Bionovsky and Julin, 2017, Wu et al., 2018. Several improvements were made based either on instance-level objectives, NF et al., 2019, He et al., 2020, Chen and He, 2020, Chen et al., 2020, Grill et al., 2020, Karen et al., 2021, R clustering, Karen et al., 2018, Asano et al., 2020, Karen et al., 2020. These methods provide performant frozen features on standard benchmarks like ImageNet, Rusakovsky et al. 2015, but they are hard to scale to larger model sizes, Chen et al. 2021. In 3 this work, we revisit the training of these approaches in the context of large pre-training datasets and models. In particular, we build on top of Zhou et al. 2021, that we find particularly suited for scaling. Scaling self-supervised pre-training. A growing body of work has focused on the scaling abilities of self-supervised learning in terms of data and model size, Karen et al. 2019, Goyal et al. 2019, Tien et al. 2021, Goyal et al. 2022a. Most of these works use large quantities of uncurated data to train models without supervision. They show evidence that discriminative methods scale with data, but because of the poor quality of the pre-training data, most of the results are obtained by fine-tuning the features. Of particular interest, Goyal et al. 2021 have also shown that these methods benefit from scaling in model size given enough pre-trained data. This line of work questions the ability of self-supervised methods to work on any data while we focus on producing the best pre-trained encoders. Automatic data curation. Our dataset construction borrows from the image retrieval community. Weinzapfel et al. 2021. Radinovich et al. 2018b. Berman et al. 2019. Duz et al. 2009. Tolius et al. 2015. Ravad et al. 2019. In particular, the use of retrieval to augment the training set has been studied in the context of semi-supervised learning. Yalniz et al. 2019. Similarly, others have used hashtags or other metadata to filter uncurated datasets. Mahajan et al. 2018. Radford et al. 2021. Unlike this work, we use no metadata nor supervision to filter images and leverage visual similarity between images. Our approach is inspired by text curation pipelines. Wenzek et al. 2019. Where a language model is trained on Wikipedia to score texts extracted from an uncurated source. 3. Data processing. We assemble our curated LVD142M dataset by retrieving, from a large pool of uncurated data, images that are close to those in several curated datasets. We describe below the main components in our data pipeline, including the curated, uncurated data sources, the image deduplication step in the retrieval system. Our pipeline does not require any metadata or text and directly works with images, as shown in Fig. 3. We refer the reader to Appendix A for more details on our approach. Data sources. Our selection of curated datasets is detailed in the appendix, Table 15, and contains ImageNet 22K, the train split of ImageNet minus 1K, Google Landmarks, and several fine-grained datasets. For the uncurated data source, we collect a raw, unfiltered dataset of images from a publicly available repository of crawled web data. From each web page in the repository, we extract URL links of images from less than img greater than tags. We discard URLs that are unsafe or restricted by domains, and post-process the downloaded images, PCA hash deduplication, NSFW filtering, and blurring identifiable faces. This results in 1.2 b unique images. 4. Deduplication. We apply the copy detection pipeline of Pizzi et al. 2022 to the uncurated data and remove near duplicate images. This reduces redundancy and increases diversity among images. We also remove near duplicates of images contained in the test or validation set of any benchmark used in this work. Self-supervised image retrieval. We build our curated pre-training dataset by retrieving images from our uncurated data source that are close to images in our curated sources. In order to do this, we first compute an image embedding using a self-supervised VIT-H16 network pre-trained on ImageNet 22K, and use cosine similarity as a distance measure between images. Then, we perform K-means clustering of the uncurated data. Given a query dataset for retrieval, if it is large enough, we retrieve n, typically 4, nearest neighbors for each query image. If it is small, we sample m images from the cluster corresponding to each query image. We adjust N and M by visual inspection of the retrieval result. Implementation details. The deduplication and retrieval stages of our pipeline rely on the phase library, Johnson et al. 2019, to efficiently index and compute batch searches of nearest embeddings. In particular, we heavily leverage its support for GPU-accelerated indices, using inverted file indices with product quantization codes, Jegu et al. 2010. The whole processing is distributed on a compute cluster of 20 nodes equipped with 8 volts 100-32 gigabytes GPUs and takes less than 2 days to produce the LVD142M dataset. 4. Discriminative self-supervised pre-training. We learn our features with a discriminative self-supervised method that can be seen as a combination of Dino and iBot losses with the centering of SWAV, Karen et al. 2020. We also add a regularizer to spread features in a short high-resolution training phase. We rapidly introduce each of these approaches, but more details can be found in the related papers or in our open-sourced code. Image-level objective, Karen et al. 2021. We consider the cross-entropy loss between the features extracted from a student and a teacher network. Both features are coming from the class token of a VIT, obtained from different crops of the same image. We learn the parameters of the student and build the teacher with an exponential moving average of past iterates, He et al. 2020. Filled circle. Patch level objective, Joe et al. 2021. We randomly mask some of the input patches given to the student, but not to the teacher. We then add a cross-entropy loss between the patch features of both networks on each mask patch. This loss is combined with the image level loss. Untying head weights between both objectives. We observe that tying the weights associated with both objectives makes the model underfit at the patch level while overfitting at the image level. Untying these weights resolves this issue and improve the performances at both scales. Sinkhern Knopp Centering, Karen et al., 2020. Ruan et al., 2022. Recommend to replace the teacher softmax centering step of Dino and Ibot by the Sinkhern Knopp, SK, batch normalization of SWAV, Karen et al., 2020. We run the Sinkhern Knopp algorithm steps for three iterations. For the student, we apply the softmax normalization, filled circle, KO Leo regularizer, Sablerols et al., 2018. The KO Leo regularizer derives from the Kazachenko-Leonenko differential entropy estimator, see Beerlant et al., 1997, Delatre and Fournier, 2017, and encourages a uniform span of the features within a batch. Given a set of n vectors, x, xn, it is defined as lkoleo equals minus 1 half sigma I equals log, dn, I, where dn, I equals minj I, xi, xj, is the minimum distance between x, and any other point within the batch. We also L2 normalize the features before computing this regularizer. Adapting the resolution, Tuvron et al., 2019. Increasing image resolution is key to pixel-level downstream tasks such as segmentation or detection, where small objects disappear at low resolutions. However, training at high resolution is time and memory demanding, and instead, we increase the resolution of images to 518x518 during a short period at the end of pre-training. Filled circle 5-5 efficient implementation. We consider several improvements to train models at a larger scale. We train models on a 100 GPUs using PyTorch 2.0. The code is also available along with the pre-trained models used for feature extraction. The details of our models are in the appendix, table 17. With the same hardware, compared to the iBot implementation, the DINOV2 code runs around 2x faster using only 1/3 of the memory. Fast and memory-efficient attention. We implemented our own version of flash attention, Dao et al., 2022, to improve memory usage and speed on the self-attention layers. Our version is on par with or better than the original on all cases considered, while covering more use cases and hardware. Due to the GPU hardware specifics, the efficiency is best when the embedding dimension per head is a multiple of 64, and the matrix operations are even better when the full embedding dimension is a multiple of 256. As a consequence, our VIT-G architecture slightly differs from the architecture proposed by Jai et al. 2022. In order to maximize compute efficiency, and we use an embedding dimension of 1536 with 24 heads, 64 dim, head, rather than 1408 with 16 heads, 88 dim, head. Our experiments did not show significant differences in final accuracy, and our VIT-G backbone counts 1.1b parameters. Nested tensors in self-attention. Our version also allows running in the same forward pass the global crops and the local crops that have different numbers patch tokens, leading to significant compute efficiency gains compared to using separate forward and backward passes as done in prior implementations. The lower-level components of our setup are available in the XFormers Library 2, Lafader et al., 2022. Efficient stochastic depth. We implement an improved version of stochastic depth, Huang et al., 2016, that skips the computation of the dropped residuals rather than masking the result. This saves memory and compute in proportion approximately equal to the drop rate, thanks to specific fused kernels. With high drop rates, D equals 40% in this work. This allows a drastic improvement in compute efficiency and memory usage. The implementation consists of randomly shuffling the B samples over the batch dimension, and slicing the first, 1D, times B samples for the computations in a block. Fully sharded data parallel, FSDP. Minimizing our objective with the Atom W optimizer requires 4 model replicas in float 32 precision, student, teacher, optimizer first moments, optimizer second moments. This sums to 16 gigabytes of memory for a billion parameter model such as our VIT-G. In order to reduce this memory footprint per GPU, we split the model replicas across GPUs, i.e., sharding 16 gigabytes across GPUs using the PyTorch implementation of FSDP. Consequently, the model size is not bounded by the memory of a single GPU but by the total sum of GPU memory across compute nodes. The PyTorch implementation of FSDP brings a second advantage, which is to save on the cross-GPU communication costs. The weight shards are stored in float 32 precision is required by the optimizer, but broadcasting weights and reducing gradients is done in float 16 precision for the backbone. MLP heads gradients are reduced in float 32 to avoid training instabilities. This leads to approximately 50% reduction in communication costs compared to the float 32 gradient all-reduce operation used in distributed data parallel, DDP, which is used in other self-supervised pre-training methods, Karen et al. 2021. Joe et al. 2021. As a consequence, the training procedure scales more efficiently than DDP with Float 16 AutoCast when scaling the number of GPU nodes. Overall, PyTorch FSDP mixed precision is superior to DDP with AutoCast in virtually all cases we encountered. Model distillation. Most of our technical improvements to the training loop aim at improving the training of large models over large quantities of data. For smaller models, we distill them from our largest model, the VIT-G, instead of training them from scratch. Knowledge distillation. Hinton et al. 2015. Aims at reproducing the output of a large model with a smaller model by minimizing some distance between both outputs for a set of given inputs. Since our objective function is a form of distillation from the teacher network to the student network, we leverage the same training loop with a few exceptions. We use a larger model as a frozen teacher, keep a spare EMMA of the student that we use as our final model, remove the masking and stochastic depth, and apply the IBOT loss on the two global crops. In our ablations, we 6 observe that this approach achieves better performance than training from scratch, even for a VIT-L. Our distillation method ends up close to the one described by Duval et al. 2023, except we do not modify the loss terms for distillation and evaluate the EMMA of the student. 6. Ablation studies. We present a set of ablations to empirically validate different components of our pipeline, the technical modifications described in Sec. 4. The pre-training data and the impact of model distillation. We consider various downstream tasks that are described in Sec. 7. 6.1 Improved training recipe. Our approach improves over the IBOT method by combining it with several existing components described in Sec. 4. To evaluate their importance, we train multiple models where we successively add components to a baseline IBOT model. We report the top 1 accuracy on the validation set of ImageNet-1K with a KNN and a linear-linear in Table 1. Generally, we observe that each component improves the performance on either KNN or linear probing and even both in most cases. Only layer scale and stochastic depth incur a performance drop in linear probing but significantly improve the training stability in our experience. 6.2 Pre-training data source. The quality of features is directly related to the quality of the pre-training data. In this experiment, we probe the impact of LVD142M compared to ImageNet22K, a commonly used pre-training dataset, or using directly raw and uncurated data. For the uncurated dataset, we randomly sample 142 million images from the same data source as LVD142M. We train a VIT-G14 on each dataset for the same number of iterations. We also include a variant of ImageNet-22K obtained by removing the synsets of ImageNet-1K, INET22K, INET-1K, for completeness. We report the comparisons in Table 2. The most salient observation is that training on a curated set of images works better on most benchmarks than training on uncurated data. This confirms the benefit of curating data, even in the case of self-supervised pre-training. When compared with models trained on ImageNet22K, training on LVD142M is also superior on all the benchmarks but ImageNet-1K. This confirms that training on a more diverse set of 7 images improves the quality of the features in domains that are not covered by this dataset. Overall, the conclusion of this ablation is that our dataset provides a good balance of different types of images that leads to the best performance overall. 6.3. Model size and data. We quantify the importance of scaling data with the model size in Fig. 4. As the size of models grow, training on LVD142M becomes more beneficial than training on ImageNet22K. For instance, a VIT-G trained on LVD142M matches the performance on ImageNet-1K of a model trained on ImageNet22K while significantly outperforming it on the other benchmarks. 6.4. Loss components. We validated the proposed technical improvements in Sec. 6.1 by adding them incrementally. This section analyzes the performance hit observed if we ablate specific loss terms, starting from our best performing model. We ablate the importance of the KO-LEO loss and the impact of the masked image modeling term. For both, we report performance on ImageNet-1K using a linear classifier, AID20K segmentation using a linear classifier, and nearest neighbor image retrieval on Oxford M. Table 3A shows the impact of using the KO-LEO loss. We see that the instance retrieval performance improves by more than 8%, confirming that this term helps spread features in the output space. At the same time, the other metrics do not suffer from this regularization. In Table 3b, we show the impact of using the masked image modeling term from IBOT. This term is critical for dense prediction tasks, leading to almost 3% performance improvement. 6.5 impact of knowledge distillation for small architectures, we distill larger models instead of training them from scratch. We use the distillation procedure described in Sec. 5. We evaluate the effectiveness of this approach by comparing a VIT-L-14 trained from scratch with one distilled from a VIT-G-14 over 12 benchmarks in Fig. 5. We also report the performance of the VIT-G-14 used for distillation as a topline. The distilled model outperforms the one trained from scratch on 10 out of 12 benchmarks, validating our pre-training approach for small models. 86.6 impact of resolution. We measure the impact of changing the resolution during the pre-training on the performance of image and patch level features. We consider models trained from scratch using a fixed resolution of either 224x224 or 416x416, and a model trained from scratch at 224x224. Then resumed for 10k more iterations at 416x416. High-resolution training is compute-intensive, so we conduct this ablation on a small setup, a VIT-L-16 trained on ImageNet 1k. In Fig. 6, we report the performance of a linear probe on ImageNet -1k and A20k, evaluated at various resolutions. The model trained on high-resolution images performs best across resolutions, but this comes at a high cost. Training at 416 is approximately 3x more compute intensive than training at 224. On the other hand, training at high resolution for only 10k iterations at the end of the training is almost as good and only requiring a fraction of the compute. As a consequence, we include this step at the end of the training rather than training at a high resolution from scratch. 7. Results. In this section, we present the empirical evaluation of our models on many image understanding tasks. We evaluate both global and local image representations, on category and instance level recognition, semantic segmentation, monocular depth prediction, and action recognition. We detail the list of benchmarks in Appendix C. The goal of this evaluation is twofold. First, we show that our self-supervised features out per 9 form the current state of the art by a very large margin. Second, we show that they match, or surpass the performance of weakly supervised ones on a substantial number of tasks. Baselines. In our comparisons, we use two kinds of models as baselines. We compare to the best performing self-supervised models that are openly available. First, we run our evaluations for May, He et al. 2021, Dino, Karen et al. 2021, Sirv 2, Goyal et al. 2022A, MSN, Astron et al. 2022, SVIT, Lee et al. 2022A, Muggs, Joe et al. 2022, and iBot, Joe et al. 2021. When several architectural variants were proposed for a given method, we report results for the one that leads to best top 1 accuracy on ImageNet -1K. Second, we report performance of open-source weakly supervised models such as CLIP, Radford et al. 2021, OpenClip, Ilharco et al. 2021, and SWAG, Singh et al. 2022. When evaluating models on ImageNet -1K, we report the performance for each of the aforementioned methods. For all other evaluations, we report the four best performing models amongst SSL ones. Also, for reference, we report the best performing OpenClip G for weakly supervised ones. 7.1 ImageNet classification. As a first evaluation, we probe the quality of the holistic image representation produced by the model on the ImageNet -1K classification dataset. We evaluate the quality of features by training a simple classifier over a frozen backbone, and do not perform fine-tuning of the backbone weights. Following previous work, we use a linear model for simplicity, ensuring a reproducible evaluation, despite the fact that classes may not be linearly separable. Because most SSL methods were developed using ImageNet -1K validation performance as a debugging signal, we also report the top 1 accuracy on ImageNet Real and ImageNet V2. In order to report this additional validation performance, for all models, we run the evaluation with our code. We compare our frozen features to the best publicly available SSL features in Table 4, regardless of architecture or pre-training data. We see the components proposed in this work lead to a very significant improvement, plus 4.2%, over the previous state-of-the-art, iBot VIT-L-16 trained on ImageNet 22K, on linear evaluation. At the same time, we also see that the performance increase on the alternative test sets is larger for our method, indicating stronger generalization. We describe details of our linear evaluation in Appendix B. 3. How far are we from weakly supervised models? We also want to validate that our features are competitive with state-of-the-art open-source weakly supervised models. To this end, we compare on ImageNet 1K, using the linear evaluation, to three off-the-shelf methods with several architectural variants. For all models, we run the linear evaluation using our code, after making sure that our numbers match those reported in technical reports and papers. We show the result of this evaluation in Table 4. We see that our backbone surpasses the performance of OpenClip with a VIT-G14 architecture, plus 0.3%, and EvaClip with a VIT-G14, plus 0.1%. At the same time, we also observe that our performance on the ImageNet V2 Test 10 set is significantly better, plus 1.1% versus EvaClip, indicating better generalization. For the remainder of this section, we report OpenClip G as a reference for weakly supervised models. Can we fine-tune the encoders? We question if the ability of our models to produce high-quality frozen features impact their performance when fine-tuned with supervision on a specific dataset. While this is not core to this paper, this experiment is indicative of whether we have involuntarily specialized our models to the setting of linear evaluations of frozen features. To run this sanity check, we apply the fine-tuning pipeline from Tuvron et al. 2022, without tweaking hyperparameters. In Table 5, we show that the top 1 accuracy on the validation set of ImageNet -1K improves by more than plus 2% when the backbone is fine-tuned. This is true both when using models at resolution 224 and 448. Further gains can be obtained by tuning the hyperparameters of the fine-tuning, but this is beyond the goal of this sanity check. Nonetheless, our best fine-tuned performance, 88.9%, is only a couple of percent below, minus 2.2%, the absolute state of the arts, 91.1%, obtained by Chen et al., 2023. As DINOV2 leads to features that are strong in both the linear and fine-tuning settings, a strong property of our approach is that fine-tuning is optional. Robustness analysis. To complement our study and probe the generalization of our features, we evaluate our ImageNet -1K models trained with linear classification heads on domain generalization benchmarks. We use the best performing linear classifier as described above and simply run inference on those benchmarks. Please note that most results in the literature are obtained with models that are fine-tuned end-to-end on ImageNet -1K. We show the result of this experiment in Table 6. When comparing with state-of-the-art SSL methods, our model shows drastically better robustness, plus 29.6% on A, plus 22.1% on R and plus 23.0% on Sketch 11 compared to iBot. Our model also improves upon the best weakly supervised model on ImageNet A while lagging behind on R and Sketch. 7.2 additional image and video classification benchmarks. In this section, we study the generalization of our features on downstream classification benchmarks. We consider two sets of evaluations in that context. On one hand, we use large and fine-grained datasets such as iNaturalist and Places 205. On the other, we use the 12 image classification tasks originally proposed in SimCLR, Chen et al., 2020. For iNaturalist 2018, iNaturalist 2021, and Places 205, we train a linear classifier with data augmentations as in SEC. 7.1 We report top 1 accuracy for those three datasets in Table 7. Interestingly, our model significantly outperforms OpenClip VIT-G14 on both variants of iNaturalist, plus 8.6% and plus 9.7% for 2018 and 2021 respectively, and lags slightly behind on Places 205, minus 2.3%. In a second set of evaluations, we measure the performance of our model on video action recognition even though our features were not trained on videos. We evaluated features on three datasets, namely UCF101, Sumro et al., 2012, Kinetics 400, K et al., 2017, and something-something V2, Goyal et al., 2017. For this evaluation, we pick 8 evenly spaced frames in the video and train a linear classifier on the average of the features for UCF and K400. For SSV2, we opt for concatenation to retain more temporal information than with feature averaging. For each dataset, we measure average accuracy and report the results in Table 7. We see that amongst self-supervised approaches, our model clearly sets a new state of the art. Moreover, our model matches the accuracy of the OpenClip features on UCF and Kinetics, plus 0.1% and plus 0.5% respectively, and clearly outperforms them on SSV2, plus 2.5%. This is particularly interesting, as SSV2 requires a much richer understanding of the video frames. Finally, in Table 8, we compare selected frozen features on 12 transfer classification benchmarks initially proposed by Chen et al., 2020. This benchmark covers scenes, objects, food, cars, planes, and textures. We replace the BirdSnap dataset with Cub because the former was not publicly available in its entirety. We follow the experimental protocol as outlined by Chen et al. 2020, namely training a logistic regression on pre-computed features. Our model significantly outperforms state-of-the-art SSL models, with most notable differences on Stanford cars, plus 14.8% versus Dinovid B8, and FGVC aircraft, plus 14.8% versus IBOT 12 VIT-L16. Even though these benchmarks favor text-guided pre-training, our features are still competitive with OpenClip on most classification benchmarks, with the exception of a few datasets, especially Sun, minus 5.3%, and cars, minus 4.7%. 7.3 instance recognition. In this experiment, we probe our model on the task of instance-level recognition using a non-parametric approach. Images from a database are ranked according to their cosine similarity with a query image. We evaluated our model and compared to baselines on Paris and Oxford that are landmark recognition benchmarks. We also evaluated on Met, a dataset of artworks from the Metropolitan Museum and Amsterdam, containing street view images matched to archival images of Amsterdam. We measure performance by computing the mean average precision and report our results in Table 9. We see that our features significantly outperform both SSL, plus 41% map on Oxford Hard, and weekly supervised, plus 34% map on Oxford Hard ones. It is interesting to see that our features perform well across task granularities, both at the category level and instance level. This is a desirable property for strong off-the-shelf computer vision features. 7.4 dense recognition tasks. We probe the quality of patch-level features extracted from our network on several dense downstream tasks. We consider semantic image segmentation and monocular depth estimation in several settings, and we conduct evaluations on multiple datasets for each. 13 semantic segmentation. For our semantic segmentation evaluation, we consider two different setups. Linear. A linear layer is trained to predict class logits from a patch tokens. It is used to produce a low-resolution logit map, e.g. 32 by 32 for a model with patch size 16, which is then upsampled to full resolution, 512 by 512, to obtain a segmentation map. This procedure is extremely simple but cannot easily produce high-resolution segmentations. Plus MIS. A boosted version of the linear setup. We concatenate the patch tokens of the four last layers, use a larger image resolution of 640, and use multiscale test time augmentations to improve the predictions. We report the performance of our model variants as well as the baselines on three datasets under the two setups in Table 10. Our models show very good performance on all datasets and for all setups. Interestingly, our evaluation using Plus MIS is on par with fully fine-tuning MAE with an UPERNET decoder, 53.0 versus 53.6 MIOU. This is surprising because we use a significantly simpler predictor. Also, our best model, when evaluated using the boosted recipe, almost matches the state-of-the-art on Pascal VOC, 86.2 versus 89.0 MIOU. In a final experiment, we freeze our backbone and plug it into a vid adapter Chen et al. 2022, with a Mask 2 former head, Chang et al. 2022. We tune the weights of the adapter and head, but keep the backbone frozen. Only a fraction of the weights are tuned, keeping the training procedure lightweight. We reach 60.2 MIOU on ADE20K, close to the competitive state of the art, standing at 62.9 MIOU, Wang et al. 2022. 14 depth estimation. In this experiment, we evaluate our patch level features on three monocular depth estimation benchmarks, NYUD, KITTI, and zero shot transfer from NYUD to SUN3D. We follow the evaluation protocol of Li et al. 2022b. We consider three different setups for this evaluation. Lin, 1. We extract the last layer of the frozen transformer and concatenate the CLS token to each patch token. Then we bilinearly upsample the tokens by a factor of 4 to increase the resolution. Finally, we train a simple linear layer using a classification loss by dividing the depth prediction range in 256 uniformly distributed bins and use a linear normalization following Bot et al. 2021. Lin. 4. We use the same protocol that we use with one layer, but concatenate the tokens from layers 1 equals 3, 6, 9, 12 for VIT S, B, 1 equals equals 5, 12, 18, 24 for VIT L, and 1 equals equals 10, 20, 30, 40 for VIT G. DPT. We use the DPT decoder, Ranaftel et al. 2021, on top of our frozen models and set up a regression task. We scale the size of the head following the dimension of the features for each architecture. We show results for all baselines, all datasets, and all setups in Table 11. From this table, we see that our features clearly surpass the best SSL and WSL features available. It is interesting to see that iBot features extracted from a VIT-L outperform the ones of OpenClip with a VIT-G. This observation supports the intuition that caption-based feature learning fails to learn subtle patterns like this one. Also, our model, with the DPT decoder and frozen backbone, matches or exceeds the performance of the recent work of Li et al. 2022b. Finally, the out-of-domain generalization result on SunRGBD shows that our features allow very good transfer between domains. A depth prediction module trained on indoor scenes from NYUD generalizes pretty well to the outdoor examples of SunRGBD. 7.5. Qualitative results. In this final section of the empirical evaluation of our features, we propose a few qualitative analyses. Semantic segmentation and depth estimation. We show some qualitative results for our dense prediction evaluations, segmentation on ADE20K in Fig. 7 and depth estimation on NYUD, KITTI and SunRGBD in Fig. 7. We compare DINOV2 with OpenClip with a linear classifier on each dataset. While not perfect, the linear segmentation model using our DINOV2 backbone produces good results and behaves much better than the OpenClip one under this evaluation setup. Indeed, the segmentation mask produced by OpenClip G shows many artifacts and disconnected components. The qualitative results on depth estimation clearly illustrate the quantitative gap between OpenClip and DINOV2. These results highlight that our features, as well as the features extracted from OpenClip, are able to linearly separate complex information such as depth, even though neither was trained with this type of information. However, our features lead to a much smoother depth estimation, with less artifacts. Some objects such as the chair on the SunRGBD image are completely ignored by OpenClip and correctly positioned using our features. 15 out of distribution generalization. We show a few examples of applying the depth prediction and segmentation linear classifiers to out of distribution examples in Fig. 8. The qualitative results support our claim that our features transfer between domains. The quality of the depth and segmentation predicted for pictures of animals or paintings is very good, even though the domains are very different. PCA of patch features. We show the results of the principal component analysis, PCA, performed on the patch features extracted by our model. We keep only patches with a positive value after we threshold the first component. This procedure turns out to separate the image's main object from the background. We compute a second PCA on the remaining patches across three images depicting the same category. We color the three first components with three different colors and present the results in Fig. 1 and 9. There are two interesting observations. First, our unsupervised foreground-background detector, based on detecting the 16 highest variance direction, performs very well and is capable of delineating the boundary of the main object in the picture. Second, the other components correspond to parts of objects and match well for images of the same category. This is an emerging property. Our model was not trained to parse parts of objects. Patch matching. Finally, we explore what type of information our patch-level features contain by matching them across images. We start by detecting the foreground object using the procedure described above. Then, we compute the Euclidean distance between patch features extracted from two images and map them by solving an assignment problem. In order to reduce the number of matches, we then apply a non-maximum suppression to keep only the salient ones. In Fig. 10, we show some examples of such matchings. We observe that the features seem to capture information about semantic regions that serve similar purpose in different objects or animals. For instance, the wing of a plane matches the wing of a bird. We also observe that the model is robust to style, image versus drawing, and to large variation of poses, see the elephant. 8. Fairness and bias analysis. We conduct two fairness evaluations of our models. We probe for geographical fairness and potential harmful label associations. For both evaluations, we experiment with our largest VIT-G model. 8.1 Geographical fairness. We evaluate geographical fairness on the Dollar Street dataset introduced in DeVries et al. 2019, using the evaluation protocol of Goyle et al. 2022b. This benchmark compares performance across countries and income levels. It contains 16,073 images from 289 households across 54 countries. The task is to recognize 94 concepts that vary visually between households based on income or location. In Table 12, we compare our model with CIRV 2, Goyle et al. 2022a, a model trained on a geographically diverse set of images. Our model is slightly fairer across regions and incomes than the CIRV 2 model and significantly better than 17 the supervised baseline reported by Goyle et al. 2022a. However, we still observe a significant difference between regions, particularly in Africa, where our model performance drops by 25.7% compared to Europe. This shows that our model is still biased toward Western countries. Similarly, our model performs significantly better on high-income households than low-income ones, with a difference of 31.7%. Despite improvements, we observe significant biases in our models toward wealthy households from Western countries. 8.2 Gender, skin tones and age. In a second set of evaluations, we question how our model classifies images of people of different gender, skin tone, and age, all self-reported. We follow the protocol of Goyal et al. 2022b, where we train a multi-class classifier on a subset of 619 classes of ImageNet-22k. We group the 619 classes into four broader categories: human, possibly human, non-human, or crime. Non-human and crime are considered harmful. Using this classifier, we run inference on 2,955 images from the Casual Conversations dataset, Hazarbiz et al. 2021, and keep all labels in the top 5 that are assigned a probability of 0.1 or more. Because of that, we can assign 18 multiple classes to each image. We make one modification to the original evaluation protocol. We do not backpropagate gradients to the backbone and keep it frozen. We compare our model to CIRV2 in Table 13. Our model often classifies images of all groups as human without large deviations across skin tones. Neither CIRV2 nor DINOV2 predict harmful labels from the non-human or crime metacategories, except for two instances where the background contains bars visually similar to prison bars. We see that our model triggers the possibly human classes often. This class is constructed from objects in ImageNet-22k that are often related to humans, such as scarf, glasses, or beard. Our model often predicts the possibly human class for men because of the prevalence of the beard class. No clear pattern indicates a bias against a particular group in this study. While this is encouraging, we also acknowledge that a more thorough evaluation of biases may reveal flaws in our model. 9. Estimating the environmental impact of training our models. Training foundation models consumes a significant amount of energy, resulting in carbon dioxide emissions. Patterson et al. 2021. Propose a methodology to report an estimation of the carbon emitted during the training of a model based on the specifics of the data center and its power grid. This computation informs the design of the data center used for the training of models and the choice of location for data centers. This methodology requires to know the specifics of the data center used for training, which can be complex when multiple data centers are involved over time. Additionally, these specifics are most often not in the control of the AI practitioner, and hence, this methodology is less helpful when practitioners make technical decisions about future trainings. Instead, in this section, we follow an alternative that reports the potential carbon emission of retraining a similar model in an average data center located in the US. This methodology was used in previous work in natural language processing, Strubel et al. 2019, Tuvron et al. 2023, to establish an apple-to-apple comparison between pre-training schemes. More precisely, we fix the value of all exogenous variables, i.e., the power usage effectiveness, PU, and carbon intensity factor of a power grid to the same values as in Tuvron et al. 2023, that is, a PU of 1.1 and the carbon intensity factor to the 19 US average of 0.385 kg carbon dioxide EQ per kilowatt hour. We use the same formula as in Patterson et al. 2021, to estimate the potential energy consumption and the carbon emission. For the power consumption of an A100-80 GB, we take the thermal design power for NVLink systems, which is 400 W. We report the potential carbon emission of retraining a DINOV2 VIT-G in Table 14. For comparison, retraining an OpenClip VIT-L or OpenClip VIT-G would require 22.4 MWh and 118.9 MWh, respectively, if run in the same data center. This is 10 times more carbon emission. Note that this comparison is not fair to them, since they also train a text encoder in parallel, and we thus do not report them in the table. However, it gives a reasonable guidelines for those who are interested in training only visual features. In this context, training a self-supervised model is preferable in terms of carbon emission. Training a text-guided model still makes sense when planning to reuse the text encoder. Carbon footprint of the whole project. Additionally, we estimate the footprint of the whole project to be between 0.5K and 1KTCO2EQ using the same grid as presented above. This carbon footprint represents in the order of 200 kgpu days. The primary sources of emissions are the self-supervised pre-trainings of the models. For example, a single pre-training of a VIT-G model, 22 kgpu hours, emits 3.7 tons of COEQ, while a fine-tuning on ImageNet 1K, 1K GPU hours, emits 0.2 tons. This estimate only considers the GPUs' electricity consumption and ignores other emissions, such as their manufacturing and disposal. 10 future work and discussion. In this work, we present DINOV2, a new series of image encoders pre-trained on large curated data with no supervision. This is the first SSL work on image data that leads to visual features that close the performance gap with weakly supervised alternatives across a wide range of benchmarks and without the need for fine-tuning. A few properties emerge from these models, such as an understanding of object parts and scene geometry regardless of the image domains. We expect that more of these properties will emerge at larger scales of models and data, akin to instruction emergence in large language models, and plan to continue scaling along these axes. This paper also demonstrates that these visual features are compatible with classifiers as simple as linear layers, meaning the underlying information is readily available. In future work, we plan to leverage this ability to train a language-enabled AI system that can process visual features as if they were word tokens and extract the required information to ground the system. Acknowledgements. We thank Matilda Karen for initial discussions that led to this work. We thank Olivia Julin for the horse drawing used in Fig. 10. We also thank the rest of FAIR and Meta AI for feedback on this work through the entire project. 20. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.